Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Some major developments in the economy, some major developments in Washington, D.C., and the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Scott, good to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be back, Lemon. Thank you.
This past week, gross domestic product, GDP numbers came out, a small contraction, about 0.3%. But Democrats are making a lot of hay out of that. There are reasons behind that, though. So your thoughts on that?
First of all, I think it's worth pointing out that the way GDP is calculated is sort of flawed in itself, right? Government spending, federal spending ballooned underneath the Democrats and the Biden administration, how much extra money that they pumped into the economy. And you have folks like Elon Musk and the Doge Commission that are working to reduce federal spending and ways through the executive branch without legislative action that they can get done. And that's reduced about $180 billion. And, you know, when you think about 0.3% of GDP in a contraction, it also reminds me that in the Biden term, we had two consecutive quarters of contractions, and the media was so giddy to try to cover for him that they redefined what a recession was. But nonetheless, I think that the data that was out this week is a good reason for us to push in the right direction for growth and really the policies that are going to get the economy headed in the right direction.
Speaking of Elon Musk, his time as head of Doge is winding down a bit, and that was pre-planned from the very beginning. So what impact is his stepping back from that going to have here, Scott?
Yeah, well, Elon Musk has been what's termed as a special government employee. And so it's basically a temporary worker that has expertise to get things up and running at the beginning of the administration, but you know, wasn't subject to the same disclosure laws that you would see for like a personal financial disclosure that most federal employees need to submit. And Elon appeared at the cabinet meeting this week. President Trump and the rest of the cabinet really gave him their thanks through a pretty resounding applause. And Elon Musk has obviously been working 6-7 days a week. He, you know, has talked about the late nights, and I guess President Trump has even allowed him to, on occasion, sleep in the Lincoln bedroom. And listen, he's going to be dialing it back. He says now he will continue to serve with President Trump as long as Trump would like his help and advice. But he's going to go back to his businesses and really be working about 1 to 3 days every 2 weeks. He says he'll come to the White House every other week and continue to make sure that the process and the experts that he put in place with Doge are you know, plowing forward and really finding these efficiencies that are necessary for us to have a government that just isn't wasting so much money and becoming bloated and unaccountable.
We also, this past week, Scott, hit a very important milestone, the first 100 days of the second Trump administration. Back when Franklin Roosevelt was first elected president, he had a very active first 100 days, although he had massive Democrat majorities in the Congress to help him out. President Trump has not had that luxury, but it appears that the president has really turned the ship around in many ways here in that brief period of time. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I certainly think so. You know, it's obviously, in using his coined term, it's the new golden age, and it's a real chance for us to sort of recover our freedoms and, you know, end all the tyranny that was happening underneath the Biden administration. And really, you know, the folks that were working for Biden that didn't tell him exactly what they were doing. You know, you even heard from Marco Rubio this week that there were dossiers on members of Trump's cabinet with social media posts. And, you know, just the way that the State Department of all places, not the FBI, not the CIA, but the State Department was collecting information on American citizens. You know, I think the first 100 days have obviously gone super fast. It's, you know, there's been progress forward in like the reconciliation bill, for example. That's something that I would have loved to have had done by May 1st. But there are real challenges with the Senate and the House majorities being so small. You know, the good thing is that like President Trump got his cabinet confirmed faster than Joe Biden did. And that's a testament to John Thune and all the Senate Republicans for the work that they did to really get those folks in positions where they can work with Trump on the executive actions that he's giving the American people through the executive branch. And then obviously we want to try to make those things permanent when possible through the Congress. You know, the next 100 days, I think, are what are really going to be defining for President Trump and really the first year of his administration. I think over the next 100 days, we're going to get those tax cuts extended. We're going to see additional money going to the border. We're going to see, influx of spending through our national defense. And we're also going to see reforms that continue to drive down the prices of, gasoline and food. And, at the pump in Arlington, Virginia, where I live, it was obviously over $4 a gallon during the Biden administration. And, we're closer to $2.60 now. Obviously, there's a lot of states that have various gas taxes that can help drive up the price. But I do think that as Trump continues to sort of unleash energy independence policies and reforms, gets those into place, we're going to continue to see a strengthening of the economy because energy policy is highly critical to the ability to really transport goods and services.
Speaking of that reconciliation bill, can you give us a quick update here on where it stands in the process?
We talked a little bit about this a week ago. The concurrent budget resolution has passed the House and Senate. They have their instructions, meaning they have like the framework for what the bill can include. And right now in the House of Representatives, the committees are marking up legislation. They're hoping to have that done by Memorial Day for each committee. And that'll bring one big, beautiful bill together. And then I think the House will have that passed by mid-June. Hopefully the Senate can act on it quickly. There will be changes in the Senate, so it'll ping pong back to the House. And hopefully no later than the August recess, we've got that bill on President Trump's desk and signed into law.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. And Scott, as always, tell us a little bit about the club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. Our members, 525,000 plus, are united in the idea of economic freedom. You can visit us at clubforgrowth.org and actually sign up to become a member for free.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.